I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Yes, Captain.
I just dropped by to tell Miss Holland that the ship's photographer's waiting for her. Miss Holland agreed to do some publicity for the line.
Well, she's not here. She's on the Lido deck.
Are you sure? I was just there.
Oh, I'm positive. I just spoke with her on the telephone.
The reason I'm here personally is because the phones have been out of order all morning.
Oh. I rather suppose this calls for an explanation. Won't you come in, Captain?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subject today will be legendary actor Gavin MacLeod, best known as Captain Steubing from The Love Boat. Mr. MacLeod himself will join us for a fascinating voyage exploring his brand new book, This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Journey Through Hollywood, Faith and Life. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time. Today on the TV Time Machine, we experience something exciting and new as we take a trip on the Love Boat. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome aboard Gavin MacLeod, best known as Captain Steubing from The Love Boat, speaking to us from Princess Cruises' newly christened cruise ship, the Royal Princess. Mr. MacLeod is a legendary television actor who is also known for his iconic character Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and playing Happy Haines on the classic TV series McHale's Navy.
It floats back to you.
Over the next segment, Gavin MacLeod will take us on a voyage exploring his remarkable career while discussing his brand new autobiography, This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Journey Through Hollywood, Faith and Life. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to climb on board the Love Boat via the TV Time Machine, feel free to go full steam ahead as we navigate our way out of the present to dock in our final port of call, which is the past. Gavin, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
I'm with you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Gavin, you've written a remarkable autobiography, This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood, Faith and Life. Gavin, tell us about your new book and what inspired you to write it.
Well, I'll tell you what inspired me to write it is I've been with Princess Cruises since 1986 when the Love Boat went off the air, and one of the joys I have, which is a joy, is I talk in front of the people who are on the ship, the passengers, and I tell them different stories about my life and people I've worked with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so finally, we did a movie of my life in using some of those stories, and then someone said, you should do a book so you don't forget these. And so I said, I think this is the time because I'm 80 years old now. I'm 82, Jim.
Right.
2 years ago, and I started. I think it's time to do it while I can still remember these. And so that's why we started. And that's what was the genesis of doing this entire book. And I have to tell you, when you just said that you enjoyed it, I really quelled, I got to tell you. It's so wonderful. You know, it's just the story of my life. And to hear these people say things like you did, I shouldn't say I'm humble, because if you say it, you're not. But, I mean, I really feel that way.
Well, speaking of that, what would you hope readers would discover and take away from their experience reading your book, This Is Your Captain Speaking?
I would hope that they would take away the fact that you don't have to give up. That if you have a passion for something, if you have a dream, no matter what happens, some of the incidents that want to, walls come up or other things happen to stop you from realizing it, that if you continue on, if you persevere and keep that dream solid within your mind, and even speaking it out, that you can achieve it. I exceeded far more than I ever thought I would do. When I was in college, all I wanted to do was one Broadway show, well, I did two, and one television show, well, I've done hundreds. And so, you know, the thing is, even when I was fired from that job early on in the West Coast, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me. Because that show, if you remember reading the beginning of the book, that show never got on the air. And my career started to grow and grow because they let me go.
That's right. And ultimately, you were led to play Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Now, Gavin, why do you think viewers embraced Murray so much and the entire Mary Tyler Moore Show family?
Well, you know, it's the strangest thing, Jim. I didn't know. I got a lot of fan mail and all that, and I would go to different cities, you know, representing CBS and all that, and he sort of was the everyday guy. He was the brown bagger. He was the guy that had a couple of daughters, and he had two jobs at one time to make ends meet and all that, and he never got any glory for anything, and everybody around him was getting all the awards and everything, and so it was like that in real life. Everybody, when we did the Mary Tyler Moore Show, that's why they wrote a show near the end where Lou tells Murray, oh, you won the Lou Teddy Award this year. Oh, man, he can't believe it. So they go to the award show, and they have the best writer of the year, and Murray starts walking up, and they mention somebody else. And so they go to Mary's house for a party, and everybody is just feeling strange about what happened to Murray. And I said, Mary, and Murray says, what were you going to say? So this is a wonderful moment for him. He said, well, first of all, this was my speech. He says, I couldn't have done this without Mary and Lou and Ted. It goes into this beautiful, beautiful kind of gratitude kind of speech that touched my heart. I don't know. I think he was very popular because he was just every man, you know?
Gavin MacLeod, whose autobiography, This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood, Faith and Life, is now available online and in bookstores everywhere. Gavin, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.